Good morning, Alex, and welcome to the Bill Turner Cup and Trophy, and thank you for taking the time to talk to Bill Turner Media.
Happy to be here. It's been a great event so far, and looking forward to the finals.
Excellent. Now, you've taken on a role with Football New South Wales post your playing and coaching career with the Maras, etc. How are you finding that, and what is your role with Football New South Wales?
Yeah, it's a very interesting role. It's officially I'm the state technical director, so I guess I'm the member federation or the state's representative of the national technical director, Han Berger. So my role is really heavily involved in following the national curriculum and ensuring that it takes hold, I guess, in the football community, in elite programs, in state teams, and now also in the National Premier League, which is 1 year in Football New South Wales. So in effect, it's working, you know, at a number of levels, but in its essence, it's trying to promote better football, better coaching, better players, and trying to really strengthen up the pathway for elite boys and girls to, you know, to follow their dreams and become elite older football players.
I guess that's saying then too that what's happening now in football in Australia is underpinning our A-League. Our A-League has given us the motivation to move forward and improve our game. This is underpinning that. How do you see the health of our game at the moment?
I think it's healthy and getting healthier. I think we could always focus on the negatives of the past and the way where we, you know, hadn't engaged, I guess, the football community, and that we spent a lot of time infighting sort of politically, whether it be the state versus state, whether it be club versus club. There wasn't a lot of common directive, which I think is now certainly improving. And my role in New South Wales, you know, could be considered very similar to the technical director who's doing his job in Queensland or WA or anywhere else, in that we follow the same sort of hymn book in terms of, you know, what we're trying to achieve. So that, I think, has got great results because there's some common ground that wasn't there previously. So in essence, I'd say we're healthy. We need to get a lot healthier. We need to get a lot more people on board with the process, but that's starting to happen through coach education, through better player development.
That leads me into the education of parents and supporters of the game. You know, for too long we've had so much abuse of officials, overcoaching from the sidelines. How do we go about just educating those supporters and families to be a little bit more ethical in their approach to the game?
I guess the easiest way, or maybe the most convincing way, is to convince them that they're, I guess, what I describe as a gung-ho approach, which is, you know, promoting aggression, promoting direct football, promoting attack for the sake of attack, actually is detrimental to the development of their children, whether it be boys or girls. Coaches are starting to become more aware of that. Coaches are also feeling a little bit more empowered to teach their parents, you know, to follow the same example. You mentioned overcoaching. We get overcoaching from parents. We also get overcoaching from coaches. So again, it's sometimes down to the competitive nature of Australian football, is that, you know, we believe that players will only develop when you chase them with a whip and chain and scream at them and so on. Now, everywhere in the world, they know the opposite is true, and that the coaches are teachers, are educators, and should be applying a learning process rather than just what is happening on that particular day. So I guess where I'm trying to work with coaches who are reading a game, understanding the game, as opposed to just being involved with the event of a game, which is, you know, is there a win, is there a loss, and ignoring all the little bits in between, which is how the team is playing and encouraged to play and so on. And I think we're getting that, you know, they're certainly at all of the elite levels. There's an overemphasis now, or a better understanding, I should say, amongst those coaches in how they need to approach things. And parents are starting to get it as well, especially in the younger age groups where in Australian football traditionally it was just horrible, and kids would be getting the wrong messages from the sideline. Certainly in a Football New South Wales context, that's certainly starting to improve.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate your time.
No problems. All good.